Hello, my friends. I'm Dennis Prager. Good to be with you. Really good. Really, it's great to be with you. Did I take any calls today? I don't think so. It's just been so intense. Last hour with Barry Weiss. I remind you, folks, you could hear all 3 hours commercial-free at Pragertopia. Pragertopia. Pragertopia, P as in pneumatic drill. All right, everybody. Welcome back or to the show. I'm going to take some calls, but I have to get through some really important pieces for you, including, I promise, the Barry Weiss piece about what is happening in elite schools, private schools. I never isolate public schools for condemnation. The destruction of education is happening in private as much as in public schools, okay? And there are some public schools where it's not happening and some private schools where it's not happening, but overwhelming. This article is about parents at these schools frightened by the evil being taught to their children. Evil, that's correct. Your children are being taught evil. And they will still keep them there, and they're afraid to fight. But they gather together like anti-communists would gather dissidents in the Soviet Union. That's what it's come to be in California and much of the country. Dissidents. I visited dissidents in the Soviet Union. Never thought I would use the term in the same way in the United States of America. But the left is the left, is the left, is the left. The dissidents use pseudonyms and turn off their videos when they meet for clandestine Zoom calls. They are usually coordinating soccer practices and carpools, but now they come together to strategize. They say that they could face profound repercussions if anyone knew they were talking. But the situation of late has become too egregious for emails or complaining on conference calls. So one recent weekend on a leafy street in West Los Angeles, they gathered in person and invited me to join. In a backyard behind a four-bedroom home, 10 people sat in a circle of plastic Adirondack chairs eating bags of Skinny Pop. These are the rebels, well-off Los Angeles parents who send their children to Harvard Westlake, the most prestigious private school in the city. And I will read to you some of the things of this Barry Weiss piece. And if you send your kid to Harvard Westlake, you are hurting your child and hurting your family and hurting America. But you will still send them there because all you care about is that they get into a good college. That's a fact, not an opinion. It strikes them as something more than ironic that a school that costs more than $40,000 a year, a school with Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett's right hand, and Sarah Murdoch, wife of Lachlan and Rupert's daughter-in-law, on its board, is teaching students that capitalism is evil. For most parents, the demonization of capitalism is the least of it. They say that their children tell them they're afraid to speak up in class. Most of all, they worry that the school's new plan to become an anti-racist institution, quote-unquote, unveiled this July in a 20-page document, is making their kids fixate on race and attach importance to it in ways that strike them as grotesque. But they will still keep their kids there. They will meet clandestinely out of fear that they will lose their friends, their kid might be kicked out of the school. They will be ostracized, but they still send their kid there because the prestige of having your kid at Harvard Westlake or the like and getting them into a Harvard-like school is more important than your kid's welfare. That's a fact. I have utter sympathy for these parents and utter contempt for their decision to keep their kid there. Or for those of you who will send your kid there knowing the vile nature of a Harvard Westlake and the schools like it. You deserve the results you will get with your child. That's all I could say. You've paid, what is it, 40,000 buckaroos a year to screw around with your child's conscience and mind. One of the fathers has a problem with is a movement that tells his children that America is a bad country and that they bear collective racial guilt. They are making my son feel like a racist because of the pigmentation of his skin, one mother says. But they will keep their school there. Keep their kid there. Another poses a question to the group. How does focusing a spotlight on race fix how kids talk to one another? Why can't they just all be Wolverines? That's the name of the team. Like Harvard Westlake has declined to comment. That's in parentheses. Why can't they all just be Americans? How's that for a radical idea? Or even all just be humans? The school can ask you to leave for any reason, said one mother at Brentwood, another Los Angeles prep school. Then you'll be blacklisted from all the private schools, and you'll be known as a racist, which is worse than being called a murderer. That's probably true. One private school parent, born in a communist nation, tells me, I came to this country escaping the very same fear of retaliation that now my own child feels. I have a special sympathy for the people who came from communist countries. They thought they were coming to the land of liberty, and they were, until the left took over. Is there anything about this movement we should question, said a father with children in two prep schools in Manhattan. And he said, dude, that's dangerous ground you're on in our friendship. I've had enough of those conversations to know what happens. A student at the Fieldston School in New York City said to me, this is, again, all from Barry Weiss's article, if you publish my name, it would ruin my life. People would attack me for even questioning this ideology. I don't even want people knowing I'm a capitalist. This comment was echoed by other students I spoke with. Fieldston declined to comment for this article. The kids are scared of other kids, says one Harvard Westlake mother. That's right. Imagine that. Were you scared of other kids other than maybe some, you know, classroom bully? Were you ideologically scared of other kids? Didn't occur to you. The left ruins everything it touches, but half this country votes left anyway. It is a staggering act of suicide. The contempt the left has for you liberals is greater than for us conservatives. Greater, because they know you're cowards. We're not. The atmosphere is making their children anxious, paranoid, and insecure, and closed off from even their close friends. My son knew I was talking to you, and he begged me not to, another Harvard Westlake mother told me. He wants to go to a great university, and he told me that one bad statement will ruin us. This is the United States of America. Are you freaking kidding me? So here, the son was totally honest. Hey, Dad, be a whore. I want to get into a good university. That's what Harvard Westlake made his child. If my child ever said that, don't you meet with a free-thinking human being because I might not get into a good college? I would have wondered before God, how do I atone for the way I screwed up my child's conscience? You care about getting into a good college more than free speech in this country? You don't want me to meet with a woman with a fantastic resume of intellectual honesty who left the New York Times because it's a left-wing propaganda sheet? The colleges want children, customers, that are going to be pre-aligned to certain ideologies that originally came out of those colleges, says a STEM teacher at one of New York's prestigious prep schools. I call it woke weaning. And that's the product schools like mine are offering. There you go. Sure, he wouldn't make his name public, but at least he said it to his credit. Power in America now comes from speaking woke, a highly complex and ever-evolving language. The Grace Church School in Manhattan, for example, offers a 12-page guide to quote-unquote inclusive language. I don't know if I reported this to you, which discourages people from using the word parents. You hear that? We'll be back. Hello, my friends. And I am the aforementioned Dennis Prager, reading to you from Barry Weiss's incredible article about what's happening in our schools and parents' reactions and meeting privately and afraid to speak up. They'll be ostracized and so on. See, by the way, this is where it is so important to have a community. See, if you're ostracized, it's very hard to be alone. Very, very hard. So if you're ostracized because you actually think America is a good country and you find that the teaching to your child that race is important is pure racism, is racism in its purest form, that the Ku Klux Klan and the left have almost identical views of race, then for you to take your child out of such a school means that you have to find a community. Now, if you already have one, usually a religious community, like the Mormon woman who called me up in hour one, whose call deeply moved me from Utah, that's great. This is a good example of why religion is so critical for everything. As I have spent so much time pointing out in so many arenas of life, but even like-minded people who believe that it is good to teach Shakespeare, it is good to teach Beethoven, it is good to teach that there are right and wrong answers in math. Bill Gates has given $1 million to Oregon to teach that there is no one right answer in math. The destructive power of the very wealthy has been not just power, the use of their power to destroy among the super wealthy is unprecedented in the United States. That's worthy of its own commentary. But anyway, these people are afraid of being alone, and they would be alone. Of course, they have a community, but they're afraid to meet with us, called conservatives. One of the fun things to watch as people from the left gingerly start leaving the left, like Dave Rubin's video "Why I Left the Left," this very popular PragerU video. And he was big on the left. I mean, big. But he's intellectually alive, and he left the left for moral and intellectual reasons. And now he's come to realize something I came to realize. I was raised liberal Democrat. I didn't become Republican until the Ronald Reagan years. And I was stunned at how nice people I thought were awful really turned out to be. Yeah. Well, the way, for example, if you're a liberal Democrat, the way evangelical Christians are portrayed, crackpot fanatics. And then I started meeting them and liking them and being liked back, sometimes loved. Disproportionate number of the finest human beings I know are religious Christians. And this is a Jew speaking. I continue the article. God, my son knew I was talking to you and he begged me not to. He wants to get to a great university. The universities, great universities, are not great. They're prestigious. Get it? The Stalin Award in the Soviet Union was not great, but it was prestigious. The living mortal liked that point. I could tell because he nodded. There was movement. The colleges want children. Oh, I read you that one. Woke weaning. That's right. That's what they produce in the... Oh, yes, we're back to the Grace Church. Oh, yes, the Grace Church School in Manhattan. 12-page guide to inclusive language discourages people from using the words parents. Folks is preferred, or from asking questions like, what religion are you? They also tell kids not to say mom and dad. This is a church-affiliated school. The left has destroyed much of Christianity, much of Judaism, whatever it touches. Remember that, everything it touches. Mormons, be vigilant. Loving, but vigilant. Because it's very tempting to go with the flow and not with what is right. A Harvard Westlake English teacher welcomes students back after summer with, quote, I am a queer white woman of European descent. I use she, her pronouns, but also feel comfortable using they, them pronouns. Isn't that great? This is what she greets the students with. She attached a self-care letter quoting Audre Lorde, who was, isn't she the one that substituted for Shakespeare at the University of Pennsylvania? I'm almost certain. Caring for myself, listen to the quote. Caring for myself is not self-indulgence. It is self-preservation. And that is an act of political warfare. God, is that inspiring? Oh, my God. I can't believe Jesus didn't say that among the Beatitudes, or Moses didn't include that in Deuteronomy. Caring for myself is not self-indulgence. It is self-preservation. And that is an act of political warfare. $40,000 a year to learn that.
The Dennis Prager Show.
It's fundraising month for PragerU. With all that I am describing to you from Barry Weiss's article, do you realize we're the antidote to all of this? An educational system that really educates with our nearly 500 five-minute videos and the PragerU resources for educators and parents program called PrEP. It's all free. And it's all important. Please donate. PragerU.com, 833-PragerU. I'm going to try to take calls, but this is too important an article not to read to you from it, what is happening at the most prestigious private schools. A Harvard Westlake teacher, oh, I already told you that. Yeah, the one who came in and said she's a queer white woman of European descent. Terror. Okay. Woe betide the working class kid who arrives in college and uses Latino instead of Latinx. Anytime I see Latinx, that's Latin with an X at the end. Of course, you know what Latinos call themselves? Latinos. Only in America has the left so poisoned life that prestigious newspapers worthy of no prestige use the word Latinx because they won't say Latino because Latino implies male. Do you realize how good things are that people, the left is preoccupied with trivia? Do you understand that? Do you understand that they make up the evils that they fight? They're all concocted to give them their empty lives meaning. I spoke in my synagogue this Saturday. I spoke about this issue, which I will deal with probably on the Ultimate Issues Hour tomorrow. About the need to feel, to find meaning and the need to feel important. leftism gives people both, because they otherwise have nothing. No America, no history, no future thanks to climate change, no religion, no God, maybe the Aztec God. It's actually now being included. Yep, prayers to the Aztec God are now included in the ethnic studies curriculum in California. The God of child sacrifice and human sacrifice. As one mother in Los Angeles puts it, this is what all the colleges are doing. So we have to do it. The thinking is if Harvard does it, it must be good. I'm in a cult. Well, that's not exactly right. It's that the cult is all around me, and I'm trying to save kids from becoming members. Oh. He sounds like a Scientology defector, but he is a math teacher at one of the most elite high schools in New York City. Leftism is a cult. The teacher is talking with me because he is alarmed by the toil this ideology is taking on his students. I started seeing what was happening to the kids, and that's what I couldn't take. They are being educated in resentment and fear. It's extremely dangerous. That's right. In other words, your child is being crippled emotionally and hampered morally. And of course, profoundly hampered intellectually. For $40,000 a year, but it's prestigious because you worship at the ability to say my kid goes to Yale or Princeton or Harvard or Stanford or Berkeley. That's what is meaningful in the empty lives of so many people. My kid goes to. That is the essence of your achievement in life. You got your kid into a prestigious college, and it doesn't mean a damn thing. Not a damn thing. And I wonder if in their heart of hearts, a lot of parents know that. I do wonder. Know it in advance. You'll protect yourself and your child from damage. Hello, yes. All right, there's so much more in this piece, and I will continue it tomorrow. I'd like to take some calls now. 1-8-PRAGER-776, and okay, if I let you go, it might not be germane to any of the topics I've raised, so please don't be insulted. Call Friday. All righty, everybody. Let's go to Ty in San Antonio. Hello, Ty.
Hi, Dennis. Thank you for taking my call. And I'm going to bring this home full circle quickly. Whenever they legalized homosexual marriage, I looked at my boss and I said, and he's a raving leftist, 65-year-old white guy. I said, you got what you wanted, but this is not where it stops. They will continue to move on because liberalism needs the next division tactic. And it wasn't 6 months down the road that we were worried about men walking into women's restrooms and hormonal therapy and all this other stuff. And it's amazing listening to this woman who I appreciate what she's done, but her clarity that transitions to schools and what's happening to kids, it's almost as amazing that she doesn't realize what homosexual marriage is doing to the kids and what it's doing to the institution of morals and schools, because she was very willing to argue against liberalism out of one side of her mouth, but then y'all got into a debate slightly on homosexual marriage and what it's done to the families and different things.
Well, we didn't actually debate what it's done to families. This is a very complex question. Let me say a couple of things here, because I know so many gay couples, and I love them. And I don't love them because they're gay. I just happen to love them, and they happen to be gay. And I don't love anybody because they are something. I love them because they're good. Anyway, when conservatives frame things in a way that doesn't comport with reality, or much reality, we do ourselves a disservice. My argument was, and it's unanswerable, the argument, otherwise there was no argument for gay marriage, and I said it in Congress. I said it a long time ago. The argument is, and they said it, gender doesn't matter. There is no other argument. Love matters, gender doesn't. That was the entirety of the argument. Most Americans, or many Americans, bought it because love is a powerful word and because gays can love each other just as much as heterosexuals can love each other. That's it. And that is what has happened. I also have the religious belief, as I said to her, that God wants marriage to be between a man and a woman. Okay? I acknowledge that's my belief. But my package of beliefs are what sustain me to resist the crushing of freedom in this country. I had an atheist an Ayn Rand atheist on my fireside chat. Wonderful man. We spoke for an hour and 20 minutes. My fireside chats, my weekly, quite popular podcast, video cast, is usually always a half hour. It was an hour and 20 minutes with this man. And he acknowledged that he is an atheist who loves liberty. A lot of atheists are on the left and have contempt for liberty. But he's an atheist who loves liberty. And he acknowledged that overwhelmingly it was religious Americans who were protecting liberty today. So, fine. So, before we dismiss religious Americans, we're a package. We come with a lot of beliefs. One is God wants us to be free. Another one is that God wants man and woman to marry. That is not a statement against the gay. It is no more a statement against the gay than it is a statement against single people. God wants people to marry. Is that anti-single? In the simpleton world of the left, that is what it means. It's single phobia. Do I hate singles because I believe people should marry? Isn't that idiotic? Yeah, it doesn't matter. Idiocy is the norm today. But that's the way we should frame the argument. The kids of the couples I know are good kids. Just for the record. I don't know if that's the norm, but I don't know if it's the norm in general. It's tough to raise good kids. But of course, the gays I know, except one case, are in fact conservative. All right, anyway, the topic was raised and I needed to address it. Okay, let's go to Roxanne in Los Angeles. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I have to thank you. When I first came to LA and started listening to you, I was just a total lefty liberal, and your thoughtful advice and clarity has helped me become the wildly conservative person I am now. But I just want to point out something that I have to disagree with you on. Barry's article hit home because my four kids have attended an LA private school that we chose precisely so that they could have a religious community. And I don't think, it's easy to say that we're cowards, but I'm the den mother for over 100 closeted conservative parents at my school. This happened sort of slowly and then all at once. And they wield a cudgel that is so strong, and that is the accusation of racism. And we aren't concerned about college. We are concerned about our sixth graders being bullied by teachers. I kid you not.
I believe you. So wait. So wait. You all right? So stay on with me. You got to tell me where we differ, because we're both agreeing about the problem. All right. Anyway, I want to hear, and I'm very touched that I touched you. All right, let me go right back to Roxanne in L.A. Go ahead.
I think where we differ, and it Barry brought it up in her article, sort of, and the focus group was kids at Harvard Westlake, families at Harvard Westlake, which it is a very academically college-focused school. But the rest of us at the great panoply of L.A. private schools are not actually that college-obsessed. I think when people talk about higher education and the heterodoxy of college, they haven't noticed. If you've had kids in school in the past 10 or 15 years, the leftward lurch has happened way before college. And so we're not cowards. We have actual livelihoods that we would lose. We're also conservatives are naturally the, hey, leave me alone party, right? So I'm not going to spout
politics. No. Okay, you're 100% right. And 100% right. And I don't know in what exact context I use the word coward. I don't expect people. I've said this often, and your call is prompting me to say it again. A person who's going to lose his or her job, I am not demanding you lose your job and speak out. I am not. Okay, I want to make that clear. It's not right for me to do. I have my job, so it would be just wrong for me to say that. However, why people keep their kids in those schools, that is not, it's not cowardice.
And I can tell
that's
you that.
Suicide.
Well, it's suicide, but so here's what happens is everybody wants to be nice and no one wants to be racist, right? That it's proof alone that there is no systemic racism, that everyone is scrambling.
So in other words, just taking your kid out of school is a racist act.
Yes, or not participating in the diversity, equity, and inclusion affinity group.
All right, well, that's where I would, okay, at that point I would use the term cowardice. I'm not asking you to speak out, but if you can't quietly take your child out
and I'm a black woman, and I get called a racist.
Say it again, you what?
I'm a black woman, I speak up, and
of course, yes, no, I know, no, you, of course you're a racist.
It goes without saying, right? And if everybody
The University of Wyoming writer called me an anti-Semite, so you're in good company.
Congratulations. I mean, schools are spending big money on the diversity, equity, inclusion, and our school actually had one-on-one. They wanted to find out, you know, focus groups. Well, guess how the focus group was led? And I can't imagine a Caucasian person being able to speak up in this.
Yes, no. You know what? You're very impressive. Send me an email. I hope I see it, and I hope to know who you are better. All right, Joe, John, Lou, Ron, David, and Antoinette. Oh, Antoinette calls herself a Latina, not a Latinx. Antoinette, I have a feeling I know what party you vote for. See you tomorrow, everybody.